This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan and Katie Price on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of July. The time is 10 a.m. and you're listening to FUBAR. The UK's largest unregulated ad-free radio network. It's a radio revolution and you're part of it. I'm Mark Dolan, and as always, today's show will be highly news-reactive with 3 hours of the biggest stories being talked about around the country and across the globe. We've got top guests, our live social media centre, and our in-studio rolling news feed, so if anything happens on the planet, you'll be the first to know. You can contact us at FUBAR Radio, email dolan at fubarradio.com. On today's show, we're joined in the studio by Caroline Millington from Now Magazine as we dive headfirst into the crazy world of showbiz. We speak to a leading nutritionist as parents panic that their children are eating the wrong thing. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. And we'll be talking to a top psychiatrist who's developed new research that says our addiction to our iPhone and our iPad and all those other iDevices is killing our kids and us. But of course, that is just the warm-up, because the main event, the star of the show, is sitting in front of me, resplendent in a very, very attractive outfit today. This is a woman who is dynamic, who is all about change. She changes her hair. She changes her body. Sometimes, she changes her men. And now, she's changing radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I give you for the next 3 hours, unregulated, unedited, ad-free, and certainly uncensored. If you are of a sensitive disposition, switch off your radio now. This is Katie Price! Woo! Katie, I am so thrilled to have you. The sun is shining and the sun is actually pouring out of you today. You're looking golden. Your eyes are sparkling. How can you possibly be almost about to have a baby? I don't know how you do it. Welcome back to FUBAR Radio, your spiritual home.
Yes, I bought the sunshine. I love it. It's going to be a great show today. Love it.
Can't wait. We're going to be so busy. We're going to need your help at FUBAR Radio. Do give us a shout. It's about to kick off in every sense of the word.
Mark Dolan and Katie Price on FUBAR Radio.
Well, the time is 10:06 and the price is in the house. I'm not just buttering you up, right? I'm not being nice. You do look great. You look really, really well still. We don't know. It's a very grey area as to when you're going to have the baby. We don't have a date, do we?
Well, I've got a date that I'm booked in for my C-section, which is literally like a few weeks.
Yeah.
But because of my operation I had about 8 weeks ago, it can happen anytime.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And you just don't know. Because I can't remember what the drill is. I've had two. And if you're more likely to have a longer pregnancy for the first one, and then they fly out quicker thereafter. Is that true? Is that the drill?
Each pregnancy I've had has been completely different. But I should be on bed rest, really.
Yeah, you should.
But how can I? It's like I've got too much to do. So at least I know if the baby is born now, it will survive.
Well, absolutely. And listen, we're very, very excited on your behalf. And you look fantastic. And we've got 3 hours, an amazing show today. We're going to talk showbiz. We're going to talk about our addiction to smartphones and iPads and everything else. We're also going to be talking about nutrition. So it's basically mind, body, spirit. That is the show today. What we'll do first is quickly take a look at the headlines and see what's happening
headlines in
the old world. And it's all pretty horrible, actually, lovely Katie. First of all, front page of the Daily Mirror, payday sharks send 1,000 texts to suicide dad. A payday loan customer who killed himself over his £20,000 debts was sent a string of texts hounding him for money after he died. Poor tragic Ian Jordan, who was 60, took an overdose as he struggled to cope. His ex-wife said he got 1,000 texts after his death. Some were cash demands. Absolutely horrific. They've definitely got to clean up that payday loan industry.
Yeah.
It's got to be regulated, hasn't it? And, you know, some sort of help for people who are absolutely struggling.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people take out loans and stuff, and then there's interest on them, and then people end up with these massive debts and they can't sleep at night.
Correct.
You know, and it's, unfortunately, lots of people do have to take out loans and stuff to pay for things. But like I say to people, don't try and live above your means. Lots of people on council estates, I know because some of my friends are there, they've got every single gadget going.
Yeah.
But it must all be on HP and stuff.
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Which it all looks good, but at least I know I sleep at night, you know. It's one of them things.
I agree. I think, you know, I think I mean. I think actually I've sort of always had a definition of wealth.
Yeah.
And to be rich is to not have debt.
Yeah,
actually,
it's true.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. You might just have £50 to your name, but if you don't owe anyone anything,
it's such a nice feeling.
Do you know
feeling.
What I mean? That's key. So I think it's probably a big hangover from the recession when people are struggling to pay the bills and they took out these loans. And what I think is the government should have a department in which people who are struggling, who can prove that it's not because they're just going down the pub and getting drunk every night,
exactly,
but that they really do need help. I think that's what the government is for.
But surely don't people, when they take out a loan, They should suss in what income they've got to be able to see if they can afford it. And there should be some kind of rule that, well, actually, no, because you're getting yourself in this much debt.
Correct.
You're not actually leaving yourself anything to live on.
You're absolutely right, because I think in this country we're addicted to debt. It's still easily available.
Yeah.
And it's frightening how easily people can get themselves. It's like quicksand, isn't it? And the more,
yeah,
the more debt you accrue, the faster you sink into the quicksand.
Yeah.
So we'll have to watch that one. But I think, you know, there's an election next year, and I think that should be firmly on the agenda, is helping people. But we are so indebted, okay? So my good lady wife is German. And the Germans do not have a culture. I mean, obviously people get loans and mortgages,
yeah,
and stuff, but they don't have a culture of it. It's not normal to borrow money. Right? It's,
yeah,
it's against their... So, for example, the majority of Germans rent. They do not buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a renting culture. And people rent fabulous homes, and it's no problem. It's not like because you're not doing well,
yeah,
financially.
Yeah, yeah.
People
I didn't
rent.
Know
my,
that.
My brother-in-law is a high flyer in the tech world, mobile communications, all,
yeah,
that stuff. And he just rents a gorgeous 5-bedroom house.
Well, lots of footballers just rent as well, don't
they? Yeah.
But I think because they change teams and stuff, they don't buy, they rent. I mean, in this country, I would always say to people, try and get a mortgage or something, because the rent is so expensive and it is dead money. And it's... You know, but then again, some people never get to pay their mortgage off. So you can look at it both ways.
Yeah, that's
can't
right.
You?
You're kind of renting from the bank rather,
yeah,
than the landlord. I mean, I think the difference in the continent is that there are really strict rules about the rights that people who rent have. And also because everyone rents, the rents are quite low. And that's the thing. So, but you know, obviously it's a British thing. We like to have, you know, to own our own property. It's a big thing in our nation, isn't it? A big aspiration.
I think so. Yeah.
Also, front page of Daily Mirror talking about aspiration. George the First, Prince George, celebrates his first birthday with a trip to see the butterflies. Very sort of stage managed photographs of Kate Middleton and Prince George and William, but they look like a lovely, happy family.
They do.
They're gorgeous.
Absolutely,
the three
do.
Of them are gorgeous,
yeah,
aren't they?
They are.
I think. I wonder whether. Because I like William, he seems like a real gentleman.
I do like Harry, though.
Harry's, that's it. I think William's great. He needs a makeover, doesn't he?
Well,
he looks like he's wearing a sort of open neck shirt. He looks like a lawyer on holiday.
But he's happy, isn't he?
Well,
and put him on a polo horse, and you know they could both play polo well, and that's good enough for me.
Too right, well said. Front page of the Daily Mail: Gently George, birthday prince, and the butterfly. Young priced out of a home. Funny enough, we were just talking about the mortgage,
yeah,
market, the property market. The number of young home buyers has plunged to a record low. A tiny 3% of house sales last month were to those aged 18 to 30, down from 12% last August. So that is shocking. So that means that young people are not getting on the property ladder, and that's bad for our society.
Well, it is. Years ago, I remember I got my first mortgage when I was 18.
Wow.
And nowadays, like even my sister in her 20s, you know, she works, but it's impossible to get a mortgage, or they have to have this massive deposit to put down.
Yeah.
Who really has this massive deposit?
Correct.
Really?
Correct.
So,
no, it's...
Because it's so expensive to live over here, and the wages that they get, it's hard for them to save, isn't it? Unless they have absolute no life.
Correct.
And just save it.
I don't know, as a person who you've got a stake in the housing market. I believe you just moved. Have you moved in yet?
No, I've got to find somewhere. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know.
That's the Katie Price one.